I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest area news for Wednesday, January 8th on KJAN.com. While an electrical short appears to have been the cause of a fire late Tuesday morning in Atlantic, firefighters were called to 803 Mulberry Street at around 11:19 a.m. after the home's owner reported smoke coming from the walls. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said when he arrived, heavy smoke was coming out of the west end of the residence along the roof line, and Carl Knutson and his wife were on their way out of the home.
Been inside and he was working on an outlet in the his bathroom, and they had heard a pop and then noticed smoke upstairs in the top part of the two-story home.
McNeese said that made their initial attack on the fire and got it contained to an area in the back of the home. He says they're not quite sure where the electrical short occurred, but it was definitely in some of the wiring.
There's quite a bit of damage to several rooms in the house from a structural standpoint, and then upstairs had some pretty heavy smoke.
Knutson and his wife escaped the home without injuring or being sheltered in a neighbor's home. The Red Cross was also helping the couple. The fire was declared under control just before noon. McNeese said that the conditions for fighting the fire were much different than the blaze they fought Monday that destroyed a home northeast of Atlantic. Firefighters braved sub-zero temperatures and a minus 30 below wind chill during that event.
This is balmy compared to yesterday. It's still, yeah, we still have to be concerned about hose lines freezing, and of course it gets treacherous. Everything turns to ice as soon as you have sprayed it, so you know it's still a danger for the guys that are on the roof and on the ground, but it's a lot better than it was. We're not having to rotate people in and out to stay warm like we did yesterday.
The temperature during Tuesday's fire was about 12 degrees above zero with much lower wind speeds and wind chills. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported Tuesday the arrest that morning of a Council Bluffs woman. 29-year-old Tiana Kareed Lundgren was taken into custody on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Lundgren was brought to the Cass County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. And on January 3rd, deputies in Cass County arrested 19-year-old Kyler J. O'Brien of Dubuque on charges of first-degree theft, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. O'Brien was being held in the Cass County Jail on $11,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council will hold its first meeting of the new year this evening at City Hall. The council will take care of numerous administrative matters during their session, which begins at 5:30. Among them is a proclamation recognizing Diane McFadden for 25 years of service with the Atlantic Public Library, approval of the city's bank for checking accounts in 2014, and the local paper as the city's official newspaper for legal publications. The council will also act on reappointing Deb Field as city clerk for a two-year term and David Wiederstein as city attorney for a two-year term. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on approving an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates for mapping of the Atlantic Municipal Airport for a lump sum fee of $2,300. And act on authorizing Mayor Dave Jones to execute a warrant agreement by and between the city and Hawkins Construction Incorporated with regard to warranty work that Hawkins will perform to correct the settling of the blower building foundation at the wastewater treatment plant. Police in Shenandoah report the arrest early this morning of a Shenandoah man on an OWI charge. 31-year-old Jonathan Lynn Gray was pulled over at around 1:20 a.m. near the intersection of Highway 48 and 200th Avenue in Red Oak and subsequently charged with OWI third offense. Gray was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon resulted in an arrest. Kristen Marie Hughes of Shenandoah was pulled over at around 4 p.m. and was allegedly intoxicated. She was arrested on a charge of OWI second offense and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Hughes was being held on a $2,000 bond. And finally in the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will hear additional budget requests during their meeting this morning in Greenfield. During their meeting held Monday, the board received funding and budget requests from the Southern Iowa Trolley, County Veterans Affairs Director, the Building and Grounds Foreman, Midwest Partnership, RC&D, and the County Auditor, Mindy Schaefer. This morning, they'll hear fiscal year 2015 budget requests from the County Clerk of Court, Sanitarian, and Medical Examiner, along with the County Treasurer and Ag Extension. A budget work session will follow the conclusion of regular business. Prior to that, the Adair County Supervisors will act on a resolution to revise the 2014 five-year road program and hear budget requests from the Secondary Roads Department and Weed Commissioner. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. In the funeral announcements, Eugene Clark, age 81 of Stewart, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Clark will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Kirby Joe Lockery, age 91 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Kirby Joe Lockery will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Bowman Chapel in rural Guthrie Center, with the Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of arrangements. Daryl Betts, age 86 of Bayard, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Daryl Betts will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday in Bellevue, Nebraska. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad will be Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Jean Elizabeth Jennings, age 89, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. There are no services scheduled at this time for Jean Jennings. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Mildred Millie Mueller, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Millie Mueller are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements for this hour. I'm Rick Henson reporting.